Best Country 103. It's a Thursday. It's Mood and Grooves, or minus the Grooves. He popped in this morning, and little Theo is not feeling well.
Poor Theo.
He had to go take care of him, which I understand that. But I'm going to tell you this, and you know, we had fun with you yesterday.
Yeah.
In regards to, and by the way, if you missed the conversation that we had with DeRody about bailing on us for a woman, at the last second, he was in the studio ready to have a conversation. Mama Moon was coming in with some confession sessions, and he bailed on my mom. And when we had this conversation, by the way, you can go to 541radio.com, click on Best Country, go to the Moon and Grooves page on the menu there. And the actual conversation that we had yesterday.
And we posted it on Best Country 103's Facebook as well.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that. But anyway, we were talking about how quickly guys will bail on their friends when it comes to a woman.
Yeah.
And we gave you a hard time yesterday, so much so that you got in trouble?
I received a call later that night from, I'd say, a woman I was talking to for a little bit. And she's like, so who's this lady? Who's this woman? And I had to explain to her, I was helping a friend out, someone who's going through a big, tough time at the moment, who's possibly looking at marriage. Well, she's having cold feet. You know, everyone gets that, should I do this type moment. And so I kind of had to talk her off the ledge. But the woman was not too happy. She's like, no wonder why you don't message me anymore. And I tried to explain to her.
You're just being a friend.
Yeah, I'm like, I was just being a friend, someone I've known for 15 years. Just chill out.
Well, if your friend knew you that long, and you've gone through some divorces, I'm thinking, are you really the best one for the advice?
I made her focus on her children and her future and her family. Like, there's a reason we fall in love with someone. Sometimes we go through tough obstacles. You just got to communicate, is what I said. And that was my biggest issue in my marriage, was I didn't have a lot of communication.
Yeah. Well, and you're being a good friend.
Yeah.
And we gave you a hard time for it, but, you know, I think that's great. But now we're going to give Grooves a hard time because he bailed on us because a woman called and needed help, and he left the show.
Yeah.
And he's taking a sick day.
He said, good morning, Douglas County. I'm out.
Yeah. And look, if Theo's sick, I get it. And she needs help and find the boat. I find it ironic that he was giving you a hard time yesterday.
Yeah.
But here's the secret. Here's the difference between him bailing on you and you bailing on us. And I hate saying it, is that anytime you have kids, you could always use kids as an excuse to get out of anything.
That is 100% correct.
Anything, dude.
I know so many friends who have used my kid's sick just to get out. Like, I know that.
Yes. So my sister's having the worst time on dating sites, which I keep telling her, get off the sites.
Yeah.
You just, you know, wait for it to just happen naturally. You're going to be someplace. Maybe you're going to be on a trip. You're going to be somewhere. You're going to find something. But going to those sites, the guys are scum. They really are. Just, and I can sit here and tell you stories for hours on it. But one of the things that I noticed is, and she noticed too, she goes, why is it that at the last minute, they always have to go off on this, oh, I have to take my kids this weekend and go away? I said, because they're not taking their kids.
No.
They're lying to you.
Some may be truthful, but a lot of times,
Yes. But the point I'm getting at is, if you have kids, you can always use your kids as an excuse to get out of anything.
It's an easy out, yeah.
Because nobody's ever going to tell you you're a bad parent.
No, because your kid always comes first.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you need to get out of anything, you use a kid as an example. And I'm not saying Grooves is lying to us. I'm just saying he went and used the kid rule to get past the rule of the woman calling him to just drop what you were doing and take care of stuff.
And so the ones that don't know, per se, like Moon and I, we see Grooves. We know Grooves is an amazing uncle. Like,
yes!
He's amazing to Theo. He was always there for Theo. So we're not bashing him for leaving us.
No, I love that.
But we love the fact that he's so nurturing that he will go and make this kid smile, get him out of his funk. Like, we love that about Grooves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if you've used your children as an excuse before, we know a lot of times it's not an excuse. A lot of times you are taking care of your kids. kids.
Yeah. But I just, the kid's sick, gotta go. And I'm like, all right. Well,
yeah, it was just ironic, though, that they were busting my chops yesterday and then first thing this morning.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, giving him a hard time. He says he'll be back by the 9 o'clock hour. We'll see. But thank you for hanging out.
Well, yeah, of course. And, well, he used the kids as an excuse. Well, my kids are my fur babies, my animals. Can I use those?
I guess technically you can. Anybody who's got fur babies will probably agree with you, because they're the ones that always call their animals kids, which I think is weird, but that's just me.
Hold that thought, Moon. I just got a text. I gotta go to the vet.